Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Dawn will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by, proudly sponsored by, speakerspathway.com. And with me today is the co-founder of speakerspathway.com, a gentleman that's internationally known around the world as Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, how are you today, sir?
Absolutely fantastic. I'm actually in Phoenix, Arizona. And just enjoying the wonderful warmer weather, warmer than the Colorado winter. So absolutely doing fantastic today, Jim.
Absolutely. And, you know, last week we had one of our members of the speakerspathway.com, Speakers Pathway Coalition, on our show with us, Kim Minor Jade. And I tell you right now, Dandy Don, you've worked with her very closely in speaking, and you've done TEDx training, and you're a speaking geek. You got the Select Expert Speaker title. I mean, brother, we have seen her just go and grow, and we're so proud of her, aren't we?
We are. And you know, the key is that not only did Kim go in and take our courses, do the work, she put it into action, because, you know, success rewards what?
Action. You bet. Absolutely.
She put it into action, and now she's on a multi-city speaking tour. So couldn't be more proud of Kim.
Absolutely. And today's guest, we got a gentleman on by the name of David Ricklin. And David was introduced to us by one of our executive training directors, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Dandy Don there at speakerspathway.com, Mr. Bill Heinrich, he has a complimentary gift for everyone, does he not?
He does. And Bill is a powerful, powerful coach. Jim and I use him for our business coach at Speakers Pathway. And I've actually used him as my own personal coach. And he's an incredibly powerful guy. He's a business coach, and you never talk business. And if you go to speakerspathway.com, right on speakerspathway.com, right in the middle, you can't miss it. It says complimentary gifts. Click on that, scroll down, you'll see Bill Heinrich's name, you'll see his picture, and right beside that is a complimentary gift. It's a law of attraction guide. It's what Bill teaches about how to manifest the things that you want most in your life. So all you do is click on Get Free Gift, and you'll get this valuable information from Bill Heinrich.
It's really a wonderful gift, ladies and gentlemen, because like Don said, Bill and we use Bill to be our coach when we're running through things, because he has a lot of clarity in his mind. Most importantly, if you're looking to attract something and you're stuck in your head, you need to get Bill's gift. I know that if you contact Bill, he'll give you a free counseling session. It's a very valuable tool. And he introduced us to David Ricklin. And Bill called me and he says, Jim, you got to have this guy on the show. And I said, okay. He says he's going to be talking about the single biggest challenge with social media marketing for business. Dandy Don, would you be so kind as to welcome David to the show, sir?
Absolutely. You know, we were talking just before we went on how social media is everywhere. Social media is everywhere, right? We're constantly bombarded by all these messages, all this information, getting exposure to so many things. By the same token, it's an incredible time suck. So we know we need to use social media in our business, but most of us have spent hours and hours and hours and hours unproductively in it. So David, welcome to the show. I can't wait for you to share what you know with our audience.
I'm excited to be here. Yes, social media is a critical component. It is everywhere. The word that I like to use is ubiquitous. You cannot escape social media these days.
That is so true. And would you be so kind as to share? I mean, I think you said there are currently over 3 billion people using social media. Is that right, David?
Yeah, let me just give you a big picture. So we have about 7 billion people on the planet. Mm-hmm. Roughly half of them About 3.5 billion are using social media. But most of the businesses that I talk to, we're U.S.-based, so most of the people are focused in the U.S. Right now in the United States, 69% of U.S. adults are on Facebook. And that's just Facebook. Roughly 90% of adults are on some sort of social media. So Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, you know, it's everywhere. And by virtue of it, it's very, very powerful way and an approach to really get there. And what I recommend for businesses, you need to be out on social media. It's really, really important because it's a great way to get out in front of your clients and your customers. But to step back to the original focus of the show, there's a big challenge with social media. And I just want to get that right out there right now. This, what I consider the single biggest challenge with social media marketing, and that's the fact there's massive competition to get your message out. It's massive. It's everywhere you go. People are posting, constantly posting. The challenge people have is getting their content, first getting their content out in front of the right people, but the really critical challenge is getting engagement on that content. So a lot of us who have businesses, I know you obviously, the two of you have businesses, a lot of our listeners have businesses. It's very easy to post and put information out there. The big challenge is getting engagement, getting people to like, to comment, to read, and really participate in what you're sharing.
That's really amazing. And David, if you'd be kind enough, if I may cut you off there and ask the question, can you tell us how you got started on the internet and how all this became, you acquired the knowledge of it, sir?
Sure. I'll step you back a few years. So I've been on the internet a very long time. I started on the internet literally in 1995. I had an interest in self-improvement, personal growth, things like stress management and public speaking and relationships and improving your health, Tony Robbins, that kind of stuff. And at the time, there was no starting point. There was no good website with information about self-improvement, personal growth. So I started a website called selfgrowth.com, which was designed to bring together self-improvement and personal growth information over the web. And we've grown that over the years. Now we have several hundred thousand subscribers and listeners. We've literally, on an annual basis, we get millions of people every year to our website. And we have 400,000 articles, and I haven't looked back. We provide a ton of information and resources.
So you started your website, selfgrowth.com, back in 1995, and it is still there, and you're still humping and pumping with it, brother?
Still humping and pumping. Started as a hobby, part-time business, then grew to a part-time business, went full-time with it in 2003, and haven't looked back.
Wow, that's really amazing, isn't it, Don? How many websites have you had personally, Don? Not all of them, but roughly. You've had more than one, I imagine, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Probably a dozen.
Yeah.
Probably a dozen.
That really, when he said that, that showed me he has some stickability. He's got some real, you know, great information there, and you just continue to develop it and build it and just create a tremendous following. Most importantly, how rewarding is it for you to know that you're helping people and changing their lives and being a blessing to them?
It's what drives me on a daily basis. You know, we're touching people and getting them information and experts and things that are literally changing their health, their finances, relationships, helping them on a daily basis. It's what keeps me excited about what I'm doing.
It really is. And you know, Dandy Don, you know, you and I, we specialize in helping people find their voice. I know you're the speaking geek. You do the TEDx training and, you know, you're a SelectSpert speaker expert, celebrity expert, turn it into SelectSpert speaker. But my point being is that how rewarding is that when you see someone that's able to come out of their shell and use their voice and be a blessing to others? That's the real challenge, isn't it?
It is, getting your voice out there. And much like social media, having the right message that resonates with the right people. And I know I was reading your information, David, and you talk about the frustration of like blasting a lot of stuff out into the social media universe And it just kind of like, wah, 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 right? And no one cares. No one cares. Then that's horrible.
Oh.
It's crazy. I tell people one of the most depressing things for a business or even an individual is you're on social media, you're posting, and people are ignoring your posts. No one's liking, no one's commenting, they're not engaging, they're not reading your stuff. And you walk away saying, why am I doing this? You know, lack of engagement is probably one of the most challenging issues there are. Because, yeah. You know, what happens is people see the lack of engagement, that it shows that nobody really cares about what they're doing. And I know we have a little time left. What I'd like to do is share just a couple of quick ideas on how you can get engagement. Does that work?
Yeah.
Sure. Go right ahead, sir.
All right. So relative to people using social media, I'll give you a couple of quick things. That the first and really critical component is you want to get out some amazing content. So whatever your niche is, you want to make sure you're getting out information that's useful, interesting, and entertaining to people. That's kind of a starting point. And then you can take a look in terms of getting engagement, getting people to look at your stuff. You can either pay to do advertising, or you can get what I traditionally a non-paid or organic reach. And there's a few things I recommend for that. One is when you're posting, post open-ended material. So make sure people have questions and give them feedback. And the next thing I recommend is developing some sort of group that you're working together where everybody's supporting each other on social media. And some people call these engagement groups. So I recommend building some technology, something in where you're working with a group of people to get that. And I just want to give people a quick email. I know we only have a couple seconds. And the email to send to get information about support is social@selfgrowth.com. So it's just social, S-O-C-I-A-L, at selfgrowth.com. And that's my quick synopsis of some things you can do.
That's wonderful. All of these descriptions and websites will be in the description, ladies and gentlemen. And we're so fortunate to have David here. We're going to go more and more in detail about the problems with social media because we're going to have a break right now for commercials. So we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Welcome to Geraldine Tegelove Live, the show that shares with you the secrets of redefining, reinventing, and rebuilding your life. Having pulled herself from the rubble of financial ruin and having gone on to create a highly successful career, Geraldine has become an expert in the art of transformation. She believes that it doesn't matter where you are right now, how overwhelmed you feel, or how impossible the task of turning your life around may seem. You can do it. Stay tuned as metaphysician, international best-selling author, and intuitive Geraldine Tegelove gives you the inner understanding and the outer practical how-to create your amazing life. Gain a fresh perspective on how to redefine, reinvent, and rebuild your life. Join Geraldine Tegelove live every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the TogiNet Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We have a lot of complimentary gifts there from each one of our executive training directors. And Dandy Don, the person that comes to mind, is a gentleman that just goes the extra mile for us, Mr. Preston Martelli. Would you talk a little bit about Preston and tell the folks about him?
Absolutely. I'd be thrilled to. So Preston is one of our branding and marketing experts. I call him Mr. Internet. He's the Google geek. If I'm the speaking geek, he's the Google geek. He teaches these incredibly powerful, powerful things to our members about how to use all these free Google tools to really, really, take their business to the next level. Well, he has a complimentary gift on speakerspathway.com. If you go to speakerspathway.com, can't miss it. Right in the middle of the page, complimentary gifts, and scroll most of the way. I think he's kind of down towards the bottom. You'll see Preston Martelli's name and his picture, and he's offering a brand 99 tips to improve your branding. So all you got to do is click on the Get Your Free Gift, and you'll get this powerful, powerful information from the Google geek, Preston Martelli.
Yeah, he earned that title out there in Phoenix. We were at a show there, and during the training, Preston started showing everyone the shortcuts on Google that he had found. And we're all sitting there and our jaws are dropped. And Dandy Don, I remember what you said. You made a comment like, oh, my gosh, you just saved me a whole bunch of time.
Yeah, I said, I've been at this for a decade, right? I'm not a beginner, right? And I looked at what he did. I said, wow, you just saved me hours. You just saved me hours a week or month.
Yeah, and Preston's one of those guys, him and his family and four kids, they went around the world for 1 year, and he truly lives the laptop lifestyle career because he was able to conduct his business, stay in touch with his clients, and enjoy traveling around the world with his family. It was an incredible experience for his kids. And please get in touch with Preston. He's just a dandy guy. He'd be glad to help you and just say, hey, I heard you're the Google geek. He would get a kick out of that. During the break, we were talking about all of the frustration we have getting people engaged. Isn't that right, Dandy?
Yeah. And have you ever been to a party where everybody's just kind of standing around? You want to turn around and leave, right? You want to go to the party where people are dancing and having a good time and there's music. And that's what I was talking about, how it's like social media. When you do a post and there's no engagement, no one's talking, no one wants to be in your gosh darn party. So, David, you were going to share us more about the tips to getting engagement.
All right. Well, let's jump in. We have a lot of approaches and a lot of ways to do this, but I'm going to back up a little bit in terms of the engagement. So one of the questions people ask is, where do you want to engage? What social media platform do you want to start with? So I want to take a couple of minutes if that works, and we're going to step through how to pick this social media platform that you want to work with, and then based on that, figure out how to get the engagement. Does that work?
Absolutely, yeah. Sir.
All right. So when people look at the world of social media, it is confusing. Facebook's pretty much still the big dog on the block. There's 2 billion plus people just on Facebook alone. But then people are asking, well, there's Facebook, there's LinkedIn, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's YouTube, there's Flickr, there's Tumblr, there's so many different social media websites. Where should we go? Where should we start? So what I tell people, and this is an important part of any business, you need to really understand where your clients are, where you're most likely to find your clients. So I'm going to step you through how to figure that out and what the approach is. So if you currently have clients, it's easy to reach out to them and find out where they're active. And what I like about Facebook as a starting point is virtually everybody's on Facebook. So I'm going to take a minute and just kind of talk about how Facebook works and how I view Facebook, and then we could talk a little bit about engagement for it. So the thing that I like about Facebook, I almost look at Facebook as a series of barbecues going on all over the world. So imagine people having barbecues in their backyard, but instead of people, it's brands, it's companies, it's individuals, and everybody has these barbecues, and it's very informal. There's no name tags. You kind of go to a barbecue, you're socializing, and then as you're socializing, the conversation turns to business. and you have an opportunity to really engage with people. So what I like about Facebook is everybody's there, and you have the opportunity to figure out where your target market is and how to get people. So once you've done that, the key is really getting back to engagement with the Facebook people. And a few approaches. We're going to delve a little bit more deeply into Facebook and then the approaches with Facebook. So what you want to do is identify and make sure you're clear of the niche that you're in, and then go out and figure out for your particular niche, what type of content is going to be valuable for people. And this is really an important piece of the puzzle. You need to understand for your audience. So I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of your audience are business owners, entrepreneurs. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So with that said, you need to ask the question when you're preparing material for social media, what would your clients be interested in? So you've already mentioned a couple of things. You know, people are interested in finding out what kind of technology they should use. They're interested in developing speaking skills. They want to figure out how to market their products. So for you in particular, what you want to do is post and provide information for people that enable you to do that. And that's pretty much what your show is about. What you want to do is take snippets of your show and make them available through social media for people. Does that make sense?
Yes. And go ahead, sir. We're listening.
All right. So the next piece of the puzzle is once you've figured out what content that's interesting for them, you want to either create that content or you want to share other content that's available. So one of the things I like to do and recommend to do relative to social media and building engagement is become a voice of your industry. So let me explain what I mean by that. So you want to put yourself in a position where anybody who's looking for information in the industry wants to come to you. So one of the best approaches to do that is to do a little homework and to figure out who all the top players in your industry are. And then reach out to these people who are the top players in your industry, find out what information they're sharing, and then be an aggregator for it and get that information out to people. So what you want to do is position yourself as kind of the go-to person or go-to social media platform. So when people are looking for information, they're going to check in with you on what you're doing. And that's really a good first approach for Facebook. So let's take a look. Let me give a quick question out there for you guys. In terms of activity, are you guys mostly, do you pay attention to what's going on in Facebook or Twitter or Instagram? Do you spend time on YouTube? Where do you spend your time?
I like a lot of my time is mainly in Facebook, and now it's getting more involved in LinkedIn. That's mainly my two areas, my arenas. How about you, Dandy?
Yeah, same here. I would say the big gorilla, Facebook, and maybe 1/8 of that in LinkedIn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we talked about Facebook, and my analogy for Facebook, it's kind of a series of barbecues going on all over the world. And what you can do is participate in each of these barbecues. You can share information about what's going on. The other one is LinkedIn, LinkedIn is a very formal website. So the way I looked at LinkedIn is like a series of networking meetings going on all over the world, literally. And what typically happens at a networking meeting? You have a name tag on. You might have information about who you are and what you do. So imagine a networking meeting where you have your name tag and you're literally carrying a copy of your resume with you at all times. So it's very powerful in that you can be out there and target people for business. And they immediately have information about who you are. They have information about your background. And the nice thing I liked about LinkedIn is you also have the ability to share references and referrals. And this is a powerful approach in terms of getting good content out. What you have the ability to do on all these platforms, it's very simple. What you can do is share information about your customers, your clients, and you can share success stories. Now, I know both of you, you've been teaching public speaking, you teach stage, and I'm sure you have quite a few stories of success stories with people. So one of the things that I recommend doing is constantly sharing success stories. Mm. And this is a real powerful approach for people. So whenever you have some level of success, you're working with a client, you can reach out to them and say, hey, I'd like to share some information about what I'm doing with you as a success story. And this does a few things for you. One is it really touches people because the stories are very, very powerful. You know, people want to hear stories. When you hear a story, it touches you emotionally. And when you touch it emotionally, you're more likely to respond and react. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah, because success stories, I mean, we even put on a class. In fact, we're doing one in Phoenix there on the 22nd and 23rd, or 22nd, excuse me, which is a Saturday, on storytelling. Dandy, Don and I will be teaching that in the afternoon. It's very powerful, isn't it, Dandy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a laugh riot, too. You have a lot of fun telling stories.
Yeah, but it's very powerful, too, folks. Sharing success stories is extremely powerful. We got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead, David.
All right. So you want to share success stories. You want to be a kind of a voice of the industry, as I mentioned earlier. You want to really identify and gain clarity whether your niche is a B2B and you're targeting LinkedIn, or it's a B2C and you're targeting Facebook. You really want to understand and have clarity on what your people, what your group or what your tribe wants to hear about, and what your tribe is interested in, what's going to be bringing value. And here's really the key in terms of building your social media. You want to constantly think to yourself, what value can you bring to your clients? The more value you can bring to your current clients and your potential clients, the more likely they're going to be willing to consume your social media, the more likely they're going to be willing to reach out to you and find out what your products and services are, and the more likely they're going to want to invest in what you're doing. So it's really about providing value and doing that through social media.
That's really amazing because, you know, Dandy, Don and I, we teach people and we tell people all the time that whether you're speaking on stage or if you're doing a radio show like we're doing here or podcast, whatever, it's not what you want to say that's important. It's what do the people want to hear. That's your obligation. That's what's important, isn't it, Dandy?
Yeah, I mean, it's not about you, right? It's not about you. It's about how can you add value and solve a problem for somebody.
It really is, and that's your calling in life, and that's why it's so important to develop your speaking skills. And we're going to be breaking here in just a few moments for a commercial break. But ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. We got a lot more great information from David Ricklin on the show coming right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's merging
never heard. I always get a kick out of the warning labels companies attach to prevent lawsuits from the hooky crooky of this world. A warning label on a dishwasher cautioned not to put any person in the unit. Speaking of dishwashers, one product warning on a television remote control read, not dishwasher safe. That's too bad because we know how dirty the remote control gets. In fact, we press the buttons even harder when we know the battery is dead. What are we, part of the Ridiculati? A warning on a baby stroller read, remove child before folding. Here's one for the blunderbusses and popinjays among us. A label on a letter opener read, safety goggles recommended. Call me snarky, but any society that needs this many disclaimers has too many lawyers, pettifoggers, and snollygosters.
It's merging neighborhoods.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And joining me today is my good friend, the co-host, and also I'm his co-host. He's my co-host. Together we as co-hosts alone, you might say. He is the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, we have some complimentary gifts there. And I want you to talk a little bit about your special sauce, the TEDx training that you do, brother.
Yeah, TEDx. Whenever I get in front of a group of people talking about speaking and how to really use speaking to build your brand and build your credibility, TED often comes up. Almost everybody has seen a TED Talk and been touched by them. There's been over 1 billion views online of TED Talks. They're incredible stuff, and they can be incredibly important in building your brand and establishing you as an expert in whatever you do. And I was honored to be a coach for a TEDx event in Cocoa Beach last year. And I took what I learned from being part of that event and doing the coaching and being on the committee for the event. And I put it in some really valuable training that can help people to identify TEDx events they can speak at, to win those stages, get in and be accepted to those TEDx events, give a great TED Talk, and optimize what they do once they have their TED Talk. So if you're interested in giving a TED Talk, or even if you thought you're mildly interested, I have a free gift for you. All you have to do is go to speakerspathway.com. In the menu at the top, there's a menu item that says TED Training. Just click on that. It brings you to a downloadable gift. That's my gift to you. It's the 5 simple steps to your kick butt TED Talk.
Thank you, Dandy, for sharing that, because he is a speaking geek, ladies and gentlemen. He really, truly is. And Dandy Don, I tell you, I was just making all kind of notes with David talking about engagement. He's going to talk about some more things, but I tell you what, he's just really an incredible, knowledgeable guy when it comes to social media, isn't he?
Really sharing some great stuff, David. And in fact, can you share how people can learn more about you and reach out and just consume more of what you have?
Sure, absolutely. So let me share our main website with you. So it's selfgrowth.com, S-E-L-F as in Frank, growth.com, G-R-O-W-T-H.com. And the best way of describing our main website, it's a super site or almost a Wikipedia for information on self-improvement, personal growth, natural health. We have several 100,000 articles on it. So we have a ton of good content. And for any of your listeners that are in any of the niches, self-improvement, whether in health, relationships, finances, spirituality, we're always looking for good content. So it's a great place to get started just to see broadly what we're doing for self-improvement, personal growth. So that's a good starting point for selfgrowth.com. So I'd start there. What I'd like to do is kind of jump back into the focus is engagement. So I'd like to jump back in for some specific ways to get more engagement. Does that work for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm sitting here, and I'm just sitting here on the question of itching, just how can I increase my engagement on social media?
All right, so we started with a few ideas, and I want to delve a little bit more deeply into some of them. So obviously, amazing content's a good one, but one of the things I want to focus on is a concept that's described as the law of reciprocity. And it was something I first learned about from a book called Influence by Robert Cialdini. And here's the law of reciprocity. The simple definition is it. If you do something for someone else, in many cases, they feel obligated to do something for you. And one of the interesting experiments that he had done years ago that really highlighted this for me is he sent out holiday or Christmas cards randomly to 100 people that he didn't know. So randomly sent out a Christmas card, and a large percentage of these people sent him back Christmas cards. So you have to imagine people are getting Christmas cards from someone they never heard of, and they randomly felt obligated to send that person a card back. Mm. That's just a very powerful concept. And, you know, when people do something to you, for you, you know, you feel obligated to do something back. So the question is, right, this law of reciprocity, how does this apply to social media? And specifically, how does this apply to engagement? So stepping back a little bit, we talked about engagement being, you know, people liking your material, commenting on it, sharing it, you know, watching and consuming your material. So engagement is about helping build your social media brand. And the more engagement that you get, the more people liking or commenting or sharing your stuff, the more people are likely to look at it. You know, it's how we work as human beings. You know, we typically slow down when we see activity or engagement. And I'll give you a quick example. You know, everybody knows is an accident on the side of the road, we're more likely to slow down. We want to see what's going on. On social media, we're sitting there, we're getting information in our news feed, and we're seeing all these posts. So the more likes, comments, likes, and shares we see on it and views, the more likely we're going to stop, look at what you're doing, and engage in it. Does that all make sense?
Absolutely, because you raise the curiosity factor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. People are like, what's going on? There's something going on here. So let's tie this back into this concept of this law of reciprocity. So one of the approaches is working together with people in your industry, typically non-competitors who might have similar but non-competitive businesses, and you can work with them to build engagement. And here's the very simple concept of how it works. What I recommend you do is you find people in a similar niche but that aren't competitive and reach out to them and say, look, I'll support what you're doing on social media if you support what we're doing on social media. So imagine how it works. So let's say you get a handful of people, you get 5-6 people, and you build what I describe as an engagement group. And some people call these engagement pods. So the way it works is very simple. You find a group of people who understand and get your material and understand what you're doing, and you approach them and say, look, I'll like and comment on your stuff and share your stuff if it makes sense. And in exchange, will you like, comment, and share my stuff? So what suddenly happens is you're almost building a team of people or team of companies that have your back. So imagine you're one of these people, you have a company you're posting, you're not getting much visibility at all. You know, you're posting every day, you might get a like here, a comment there. Suddenly you built up a team of people who every time you post agreed to like, comment, and engage in what you're doing. So suddenly, instead of having very little activity, you have an additional abundance of activity. So you have a bunch of people who agree on a daily or weekly basis to have your back. So suddenly you're going to get a group of people who are liking and commenting on what you do. And what typically happens is as follows. The more likes and comments that you have, the more likely other people are going to read and look at what you have, and the more likely they're going to start liking and comment. And what's interesting is the more likes and comments that you have, the greater your reach becomes. Because suddenly Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or any of these platforms sees that, hey, there's interest in your post. So what happens typically is when they see this interest is they'll start showing your post to even more people. And then when they start showing your post to more people, guess what happens? Even more people are liking and commenting, and it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy where you're kind of building on what you're doing. Does that all make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, that goes right hand in hand with the training we're taking in LinkedIn, isn't it, Dandy?
It does. And David, how do you tag your group in that post? How do people know? Because posts just come and go by, right?
So there's a wide range of doing this. So I'm going to put a couple of ideas out. So one idea, if you want to start this on your own, the first step is to identify people that you think could be potential partners for you. So you can go out and do some research in your niche and figure out in my niche, who are good people that will do this? And then you want to find their Facebook page. You want to find their Facebook group. Let's say you start with Facebook. You're going to find their Facebook page, Facebook group. You want to reach out to them. And very simple messages, hey, I see you're doing something similar. Would you like to support each other and work together? And what you can do as the point person is start identifying these people. And you can create either a Facebook Messenger group. You can have a private Facebook group. You can do it through email. There's a wide range of ways. And what you're doing on a regular basis is you're sharing information with people about what posts and who you want to do this with. And what you do is kind of manage the process. So if you want to be the point person, you can manage the process. You go out there and get the people. you share the links to everybody's social media, and you kind of work as the accountability partner for it. So that's one big approach to doing this. What we found is a few things. It takes a lot of work to do this. And one of the things that we've been doing is stepping up and creating these engagement groups ourselves. So what we're currently doing is we're running and managing a bunch of engagement groups where we have people working together on Facebook to do this. We have people working together on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, and on Instagram. So I want to put this out there. It's a great way to get started. If you guys want to go out, any of your listeners want to go out, building one of these engagement groups is a very powerful way to step up your social media. But for anybody who wants to join a group, we're running a whole bunch of groups right now. And I just want to give out an email. Send me a quick email about an engagement group. We'll be happy to send you information about the groups we're doing. And I'll give out our email address for everybody. It's social, it's just S-O-C-I-A-L, social at self, S-E-L-F, as in Frank, growth.com. So it's social at selfgrowth.com. Send me a quick email, send my team a quick email, and we'll get you information on the details of creating these groups and what we're doing.
That's really amazing. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I had a question. David, typically how many people would be in such a group? I mean, is it 10? Is it 5? Is it 100?
So as a starting point, if you're looking to build a group on your own, you can just start doing this with one person at a time. You can build it up to 5 people at a time. We're running groups ourselves of 11 people at a time. We put people in groups with 10 other people. And we found that if you have a group of about 11 people, you and 10 people, that's enough to kind of kickstart stuff and get things going to the next level.
That's interesting. I find it interesting you picked the number 11, and we'll get more into that in the next segment a little bit, because it's really interesting what you're saying there, because listening to you, what I really like about having you on the show today, David, and I'm very thankful that Bill Heinrich made this recommendation for us to have you, is that I'm learning a lot, and I'm listening, making a lot of notes. I can share this with others when they look at the description of the show and things of this nature, because my goodness, Dandy Don, he has opened my eyes to a few things. How about you?
Yeah, I've been taking some notes and already got my noodling.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
I like more of a method to it.
All right. Looks like we're back and ready to go.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. We're sitting here just, you know, we didn't hear the tunes kick in, ladies and gentlemen. It's my fault. I'm Jim Grant, and Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And we were just talking and getting prepared for the last leg because David Ricklin has been sharing some golden nuggets with us. And Dandy Don, like you, I've been making notes, and I've just about got writer's cramp. I'm really impressed with David. How about you, brother?
Yeah, I've been making notes, and my noodle is noodling. And, you know, David, you've been helping me to put the social back in social media. You know, we were just talking about how, you know, every day we seem to get invitations to like somebody's page. Nutrition at one. I don't know who this person is. And it, you know, but, you know, really coming up with a systematic way to put the social back into social media.
All right. I like it. Ready? We can jump back in over here.
Yeah, please do.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to step back again a little bit in terms of kind of big picture with social media or why social media is important. You know, we talked earlier about the fact that it's everywhere, so you can't escape it. You know, I tell people who think they can get away with social media, I'm like, even if you're not touching social media and you're not on it, you're going to hear about Donald Trump's tweets. You know, there's no way to completely escape it. So my general belief is, since it's everywhere, you want to maximize and do it as effectively as possible for your business. And the challenge that you guys talked about earlier, I think we mentioned earlier, is the fact that for a lot of people, it feels like just a time sink, that you're spending tons of time on social media and it's not getting you anywhere. Do you hear that from a lot of people?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I know myself, David. I mean, goodness, you know, sometimes I just cut Facebook completely off because I get all these little pop-ups and things like that, and it's so distracting when I'm trying to do something else. And it's a nuisance sometimes.
So I want to spread out and give you some big picture on really reinforcing why it's so critical to be on social media, and okay, then we delve a little bit more deeply into some specific things. So the reason you need to be on social media, it's kind of threefold, and I'll give you the three quick reasons. The first one is it's another approach to be visible and be found. So you want your potential target audience to be able to find you. You know, mm-hmm. Most people have a website, so website's a good place to start. You guys obviously have a radio show, your podcast, also a very powerful approach. But since people are on social media, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or YouTube, you want to be able to be found on these. And at a minimum, you want to create accounts so if people are searching for you, whether they're searching for you on LinkedIn or they're searching on YouTube or they're on Facebook, that you're found. So your keywords, you want to make sure whatever keywords people are looking for, if they're searching for those keywords, that you come up. You want to be visible. If people are searching for those keywords and they're not finding you, you're invisible and it's like you don't exist. So visibility is really a key reason to be on social media platforms. The next one, and I feel this one's also critical, is you want to demonstrate credibility. So we're all out there saying, you know, we have this product, whether it's a product or a service that we have, and our product or service is valuable and really important, and we do a great job with it, and it's better than our competition. So we're out there positioning ourselves. Social media is probably the single most effective way to demonstrate credibility. And I want to give you a couple of ways that this works. So one of the first things that people look for when they're checking someone out on social media is they want to see what kind of reach you have. So I'll give an example of what I mean by that. So if someone's checking out your Facebook page, they'll frequently check and they'll see, you know, how many people like this person's Facebook page. And if they have a Facebook page and you have 50 or even 100 or 150 likes on the page, you know, it sends a message that you really don't have that much of an audience. Mm-hmm. Where if they do the same search and they see that you have either a few thousand or many thousand, it sends another message. It sends the message that, hey, you're a proven quantity, you're credible in your niche. So what I'd like to recommend as you're building these platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, that you position yourselves you do enough work to get a minimum amount of reach. So for Facebook, I like to see on a Facebook page 2,000 likes. And 2,000 likes is enough where someone's looking at it and says, okay, you're credible. You have at least a couple thousand people. The same thing on Twitter. You want to have a couple thousand, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram. You want to have at least a few thousand because it demonstrates at least some level. On LinkedIn, I like people to have a minimum of maybe 500 first-level connections because that shows that you're networked. So you really want to have this proven, it's almost quantitative evidence that you reach. So when someone checks you out, they're like, oh, they have a following. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, we talked about engagement earlier. Even before engagement, they're going to check out and see, all right, what's your reach? Do you have people that you're reaching? The next thing they're going to look at in terms of your credibility is they're going to say, all right, they have a reach. Is it a real reach? And the way they determine whether you have real clients or real customers is as you're posting, they want to see, is there engagement? You know, if someone's coming and checking out your stuff, they see you're posting every week or twice a week, and no one's liking or commenting, and they just got off the phone with you, and you're telling them about all these customers that you have, and you're doing all this great work, and then they go and they check out your social media, and they look and they say, hey, you're posting, but you don't really have anybody engaging. There's a disconnect. This is cognitive dissonance, where they're hearing one thing. They're hearing from you that you have a whole bunch of customers or clients that you help, and they're looking at your social media reach, and they're saying, well, wait, where are all these clients and customers? You know, what's happening to them? So you want to use social media first to get the visibility, and then you want to demonstrate this proven reach and this quantitative evidence of numbers in terms of people that you're reaching. And the second piece of the puzzle is you want to make sure that there's all this engagement. Does that make sense relative to the things that you guys have seen?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Because, you know, and one of the questions that I was thinking, because I know someone out there listening is probably thinking, wow, okay, social media. He's talked about Facebook. He's talked about Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Do I need to be on all of those? Do I need to be on which ones are more important? Because someone that may just have limited time, they want to get the highest vision and profile they can. What would you recommend? All of them or certain ones or which ones?
So I recommend with starting with the one that's mostly aligned with your customers, your context. So for example, if you're primarily a B2B business, you're primarily going business to business, and most of the people you're targeting are, let's say, business owners or someone in a business that are more likely to be on LinkedIn, then I recommend you start with LinkedIn. So that's really a place to start. And when you looked at LinkedIn, there's two approaches that I recommend taking. Either reaching out to people who you're directly connected with or trying to get connections with people that you already know. So the best kind of business to get is referral business. So if you can always start with your core people and expand from there, that's a really powerful approach to go. And if B2B is your main focus, then I recommend starting out with LinkedIn. If B2C is your main focus, if consumers are your main focus, I definitely recommend Facebook. You know, Facebook is a powerful approach to get out to people. And what I like about Facebook is Facebook probably has some of the best advertising opportunities there are on social media. You know, there's a reason that Facebook has grown and they're so big and so profitable is they make Facebook advertising targeting very, very easy to do. They enable you, if you think about it, they enable you to pick your demographics. You can specify what demographics people are interested in. You can pick someone's sex, someone's age, where they're located. You can figure out what their interests are. You can figure out and you can target them based by how much money and income they're making. So Facebook is an incredibly powerful approach for that. Twitter, I look at Twitter as the Wild West, where there's a wide range of people and a wide range of groups on Twitter. So Twitter can be very, very powerful, especially if your audience is there. Instagram is leaning towards a younger demographic. So if you have a younger demographic, Instagram's can be a perfect approach for you. So if your demographic's, let's say, under 35, Instagram's, it's like 20 to 18 to 35, Instagram's a perfect demographic for you. So I hope that gives you kind of a big snapshot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate that because, you know, when someone is starting out, it's important to know, you know, where is the best place for them to put their first foot and get started? And there's a lot of misinformation out there about social media. There's a lot of so-called gurus, and you know, Dandy Don, in our business and what in our down our pathways of life, we've seen a lot of pretenders out there, haven't we, brother?
We certainly have, and there's enough of them out there. And really, finding people that you trust is absolutely critical.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. And that's like when Bill Heinrich told me about David. He's one of our executive training directors. He says, you need to have him on the show. I didn't even ask Bill 40,000 questions or anything like that because I know Bill. I trust Bill. And by you folks tuning in and listening to the show, and whether you're going to listen to it later on podcast or whatever, you can see the value that David brought to us explaining the things about social media, why it's so powerful, how to understand it, how to get people engaged. And I really love the fact that you can help people get engaged. If you'd be kind enough, since we got about 1 minute left, to be sure and give your website and how people can get in touch with you, David, I would appreciate it, sir.
All right. So once again, our main website is selfgrowth.com. So that's S-E-L-F as in Frank, growth.com. So you can go there to check out all the self-improvement information, what we're doing there. If you want details on what we're doing with social media groups and what we're doing in terms of helping people get the word out on social media, just send a quick email to social, S-O-C-I-A-L, at selfgrowth.com, and we'll send you the details on what we're doing and how we can help you. It's just social at selfgrowth.com.
Well, thank you, David. And, you know, incidentally, you know, if you were interested in TEDx Talks, I'm going to let Dandy Don explain how he can give that gift to them. Would you, sir?
Absolutely. So if you want to get your brand out in a much bigger way, you want to become a celebrity expert or a selexpert, as I call it, giving a TEDx Talk is an incredibly, incredibly powerful thing. All you got to do is go to speakerspathway.com. At the very top, click on TED Training. And you can download the 5 simple steps to your kick butt TED Talk.
Thank you there, Dandy Don. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in today. We got about 15 seconds left. All of the information that's been shared on the show will also be covered, most of it into the description. Please like and share. And we just want to thank you so much for tuning in today. We hope you have a wonderful weekend and take care of yourself and join us next Friday here on TogiNet. I'm Jim Grant.